went on the street recently to interview coconut sellers, cocoa sellers. And can you believe a coconut seller makes between 300 cedis to 500 cedis a day profit?
You genuinely believe that people can start businesses without money?
Yes.
How did you start your business?
So I have a friend of mine at Casper who sells phone accessories. So after SHS, I started this. I go to his shop, I take phone cases. The guy really trusted me. I go to school, the university, I sold them, I made my profit, and I gave him back the money.
What are some of the painful memories of your past when it comes to money?
So I gave money to a friend of mine. I lent money to a friend of mine, and he used that for better.
Really?
Yes. It was my school fees. I was trying to be compassionate, and the money just got lost. Very painful.
Give me the top three shares that young people can invest in today.
One of the companies appreciated by 1,000%. So if you had saved 10,000 cedis after last year, now you're making 100,000 cedis.
You walk out, you get a taxi, or you get an Uber, or you get Trotro, whatever it is. And while you're sitting in there, especially the Trotro is worse. The woman that is selling chewing gum comes around. The one that is selling polo comes around. Somebody selling plantain. It's almost as if they are trying to push it down your nose to buy. Saving money is hard. And the level of discipline required for a teenager to save money, we don't speak about it enough.
A lot of people spend a lot of money on the wrong things. The most important thing is not how much you're saving, but the discipline and the consistency. If you do not want to be poor, you have to watch this conversation to the end.
You're welcome to Connected Minds Podcast. And you know, I always bring you the best conversations on financial literacy, business, and mindset. And every now and then, you know, I throw in other things that I think you can benefit from. Today's guest is Priscilla Atapites. Now, we're talking about financial literacy, and she educates people on how to save your money, the best place to invest your money, and how to grow your wealth over time. She's a financial literacy expert, and she's part of one of West Africa's leading digital platforms on financial literacy and youth empowerment, 30 Seeds. Priscilla is going to break it down. She has a board behind where she's going to go on there to explain exactly where to go from not being able to save to saving a lot of money to invest. This conversation is split into four parts, and she's going to take us through exactly how you can grow your wealth. Listen, because this is packed with a lot of knowledge. I'm excited. And if you make it to the end, I really want to know in the comments. And by the way, if you didn't know that you can listen to Connected Minds Podcast on Apple or Spotify Podcast, then take your phone right now. You can go on there and search Connected Minds. You can listen while you're playing golf, because I like to play golf. Or you can listen while you're driving to work and when you're cooking. Anytime you choose to do that. Stay with me. You're welcome to my studio, Priscilla. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much for this privilege. I actually love the studio.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. So my first question is, why should anyone watch this conversation to the end?
Okay, if you do not want to be poor, you have to watch this conversation to the end. That's it.
Priscilla, they are not going to forgive you on this one.
I know, I'm aware.
Now, what is your view on poverty in Africa?
Well, I think we usually center our needs on the physiological needs from the Maslow's theory of needs. So from the Maslow's theory of needs, right, the last need or the basic need is the physiological needs. For that is food, shelter, clothing. So most of us are just stuck on that side. Immediately we have money for food, we have money for clothing, have money for shelter. We are done.
But can people break out of being poor?
People can break out.
How?
From being poor. By venturing into a lot of businesses, okay? There are no businesses that are better than another business. It would interest you to know that we went on the streets recently to interview coconut sellers, cocoa sellers, and it blew our minds. Honestly, these people are making money But you might think, I have a certificate. What am I doing there? You are missing out.
What are some of the things you saw?
Can you believe a coconut seller makes between 300 CDs to 500 CDs a day profits? Profits. Multiply this, let's just take 300 CDs as the basis. Multiply it by 5 days. Multiply it by 1 month. You are in the office space. You are doing a white collar job. You might not even get that money.
Is this some sort of a lie that we have been told when it comes to the way we should make money?
Yes. Because our minds are centered to different types of businesses. There are businesses that immediately you mention, people think you are doing well. There are other businesses that when you mention, they do not even have time to probe further. Because to them, oh, these people are on the streets. You are joking.
Wow. Priscilla, I need to ask you a question so that my audience can know you better.
Okay.
Before we really get deep into the conversation. How did you start this journey of empowering people on financial literacy?
Okay, I have always been a money person, right? Not in a bad way, but I love money. Mm. Every person loves money because money makes a lot of things possible. I wouldn't have been here if I didn't have money to either board a car, to fuel my car, to do other things before getting here. So right from childhood, I've always loved to do something, to get something, to gain money for myself. So I started this accessory business right from the university, right? And you see, growing up as a typical African child, you are not given money. The money is either handled by your father or he gives it to your mother and your mother gives it to you. And even when you have to buy certain things with the money, you have to follow somebody, an adult, right? So I remember going to school, my school fees was never handed over to me. I either went to the bank with my father or with my mother just for you to be sure that the school fees has been paid. That is it. But for them to give you the money as a child, it doesn't work that way. Then your mother does a white collar job, 9 to 5. Your father, 9 to 5. Probably you are home alone. As a 5-year-old child, they can give you the money. But that wasn't that back then. So I learned how to use money, how to handle money by myself because of everything that happens around us in our society.
What are some of the painful memories of your past when it comes to money?
So I gave money to a friend of mine. I lent money to a friend of mine and he used that for better. And the money just got lost. Very painful. And it wasn't any ordinary money. It was my fees. It was my school fees. I was trying to be compassionate because I had paid my fees and I had paid my fees as at then. The next year, I had to pay my fees. You see, entering the university, right from SHS, you're not giving the money. But immediately you enter the university space, you're giving your money because you are an adult, kind of. They gave me the money. I gave the money to this friend of mine. So just got lost.
I mean, would that explain the reason why a lot of parents wouldn't want to give money to their children, you know, because of mistakes like this, right?
Yes, it can explain the reason. Mm-hmm. It really can. Because if a friend of yours has mishandled the money, who do you run to? Back to your parents. Back to your parents. And it will be so sad if your parents are not so well-to-do and have struggled to get the money for you and you just mishandle it. Next time, you're not going to get the money anymore.
As a young person, what lessons did you learn about money that made you think, okay, I want to start teaching people about financial literacy?
Okay, before I dive into that, I watched your interview with Dr. McDan, and he said he's not where he wants to be. It really struck me, honestly, because we all know Dr. McDan. So if you are saying you are not where you want to be, daddy, it really struck me, honestly. Yeah. It really, really struck me. I think no money is enough.
Okay.
Yes, it's one of the lessons I've learned. No money is enough. Because at every stage, the needs, that's when I'll talk deeply about the Maslow's Law of Fear.
Mm-hmm.
At every stage, there are needs. And it will amaze you to know that the money you have for this need will not be enough for the next need. So at every point in time, you have to strive to get something, to for your money to grow. That's why 30C teaches on investment as well. You don't just save, you invest.
I'm still going to go back to, you know, my the previous question, okay, which is, what are some things that happened to you that made you want to teach people about financial literacy?
Okay. A lot of things I have realized growing up. I'm not grown, but I've realized a lot of things growing up, especially about businesses, how businesses are handled. A lot of people say, I don't have money, so I cannot start this business. I don't have money, so I cannot do this. So I kept asking myself, you don't have money. Why don't you have money? How don't you have money? Don't you eat? If you don't have money, you eat, don't you? You do. What do you eat with? Or what do you use to buy the food? It's money.
You genuinely believe that people can start businesses without money?
Yes.
How did you start your business? I know you have an accessory business that you do. How did you start that?
So right from SHS, I had a friend of mine. I live at Casper, by the way.
Mm.
So I have a friend of mine at Casper who sells phone accessories. So I take the phone accessories like this, right? And carry it with me wherever I go to. So at SHS, you're not able to sell, right? So after SHS, I started this. I go to his shop. I take phone cases. I go to school, the university. I sell it to my friends. I have not given him any money for the phone cases I'm taking.
Mm.
And you should know that, one, you have to be trusted. Because in this generation, it's so difficult to entrust your money with somebody else. Or someone else, sorry. So the guy really trusted me. Gave me phone cases all the way to Cape Coast. I took the phone cases along. I sold them. I made my profit. And I gave him back the money. I did start with one CD.
Well, I mean, I also know someone who gave somebody some items and then the person sold it and never returned the money.
That's what I'm saying. You need to be trusted. You need to be trusted because coming by money is a very difficult thing to do, right? So if somebody has set up a business and you also want to start up yours by feeding from his, you need to be trusted. You need to build that kind of trust for somebody to be able to willingly give you something to go and sell and bring the capital back.
Okay, now talk to me more. And then what happened? Now you're working with this guy, you take some of his stock, you sell it. And, you know, take your margins and give him his profit. Now, what was the next step?
So I kept doing that for a while. And I ventured into iPhones, right? So I had a friend of mine as well who used to sell iPhones right on campus. I go to this guy. I was not even using an iPhone by then. But I realized it was a phone a lot of people were using. A lot of students were using it. So I went to this guy on campus, spoke to him. Please, can you assist me? This is what I want to do. Once again, trust. This is what I want to do. Just give me one iPhone. So as at then, it was iPhone 7. He gave me an iPhone 7. I sold it to a friend of mine. And then I made a profit of 300 because I was not using an iPhone by then. So I didn't really know how to navigate through the phone, how to sell it to the person since I was not using it. So the profit margin was quite less. I just had to convince him to buy the phone. And it kept moving from there. Then my mother owns a fashion school. I manage the fashion school. I do sales. I do marketing. I do social media analytics, everything for her. Right. It was as a result of starting something like this. It was a terrain, right? Because at every point, as I said, at every point in your life, the money you started with might not be enough to carry you to the top. So you need to grow. So in as much as I still handle my mother's business, I still sell the phone cases. I'm in your studio now, but I have phone cases in my bag and in my car. I see you. Hello. This is my phone case. I see you're using an iPhone 17. You can try it on. You try it on, you love it, fine. If you don't love it, next time you see me, you will know that this particular girl sells phone case. And even as at then, you've not sold it, but you've left an imprint in the mind of the person.
I've asked this question a few times, but I want to ask you too.
Okay.
What is the number one skill that people need to learn if they want to grow their money or make money?
I don't even know if it's a skill. Determination.
I see.
Yes. Determination and a shift in your mindset. Determination and a shift in your mindset. Because let me tell you, if you want to make money and you don't have a particular mindset towards making money, you're still going to be there. Yes, you're still going to be there. I gave some examples about some kind of businesses that are doing well on the streets, right? But we would rather prefer to be under the air condition, take home 500 CDs.
Yep.
Rather than being in the sun, take home 500 CDs profits a day.
Well, I mean, what are people running away from? Is it because look, being an entrepreneur is not an easy job, right?
It's not.
Now, so if you have to be under the scorching sun every day to make 500 CDs profit, some people would rather be in an air condition and take less, $2,000 a month, $3,000 a month, right? But why do you think people do that? Why would people prefer to stay under air condition or, you know, stay in a job than to start their own business? Why would people do that?
Social status.
Okay.
Yes. Social status. And when I talk about social status, it's simply what they think people say about them or people will think or perceive about them. Basically.
And is this common in Ghana?
Very common. I have a university degree. I'm a master's holder. I have a PhD. Your friend sees you selling coconuts. The perception they have about you is that you failed in life. But actually, that's not it. You are making money more than them. But they are failing to look at the aftermath. They are failing to look at what you are getting from it. But they just want to look at the outside. And we see a lot of coconut sellers who even wear suits because of social status.
Really?
Yes. There are a lot at 37, those around Parliament House. They wear suits to sell coconuts.
Purely because of social status?
Yes.
Right.
Because there's a way packaging puts you out there, right? So I'm selling coconuts. You are selling coconuts. I'm in a suit. I look good. I'm a female. I've done very beautiful makeup, dressed neatly, selling coconuts. The possibility that you choose me over the other person is high. It's a strategy. And recently, 30 seats, we interviewed a coconut seller.
Yeah.
Around 37. He said the same thing, packaging. There are some coconuts that are served in pack.
Right.
So they pour the water out in a very nice bottle. Some even give you
straw.
Thank you. Yeah. Some give you straw.
As a matter of fact, I think there's been times when I've gone to buy coconut from my regular coconut seller, and if it doesn't have a straw, I get a bit upset.
Exactly.
I get a bit
so
upset.
The probability with which you move to the next person with straw is high. Packaging.
Yeah. You mentioned three things you really wanted to talk about. And number one was intentional saving. Number two is to invest wisely. And then number three is to start a business.
Yes,
I want you to take us through step by step. So the first thing we're going to start is intentional saving. How do people save their money? How do they build that? Especially, you know, if somebody has a 9-to-5, how are they going to save to then eventually think of starting a business?
Okay. So first of all, at 30 Seeds, we focus on savings because we've seen that a lot of people misuse their money. A lot of people spend a lot of money, right, on the wrong things. So most of our videos are centered on you're buying wachi, you buy egg, you buy willy, you buy salad, you buy plantain, you buy sausage, only you. Why? The wache comes with beans. That's protein. Egg is protein. Sausage is protein. But the average Ghanaian will buy everything, knowing that I do not have money for the next day. So at 30 Seeds, we teach you how to use your money wisely and profitably to cut down some spendings and expenses. With that, a lot of people, or most people, use their money for betting. We talk highly against that as well. Because let me tell you, the money you are using for betting, please buy a sachet of pure water. Sell it. You'll make money and the business will thrive. There are no two ways to betting. It is wrong. That is it.
I see.
Betting is wrong.
Why?
Because, one, the society is so full of itself that we are tired of social liabilities. These people bet with the money. After that, even the benefits they get from the betting are wasted. We have a lot of people sliding into our DMs to tell us about what they are going through from betting. And it's so addictive that they cannot stop. And we educate them. We know it's very difficult. But please, for the sake of your life and your future and your generation, stop. Save the money. Start something small. So the first is savings. Why do we teach on savings? For you to cut down certain expenses,
right,
and save for your future. And we also know that savings is just for a particular time, right? So we tell you to invest.
Okay. Now, before we even speak about investing, how do we save?
Okay. 30 Seeds is currently running a challenge called the 30 Seeds Challenge. We encourage you to save every day. So we started from 1st January. 1st January, you save 1 CD. 2nd, you save 2 CDs. So if you start with 1 CD, you just add up 1 CD for the following day. A lot of people have this misconception about the challenge that you save 1 CD today, save 1 CD tomorrow. No, it's not going to give you 66,000. The aim is to get 66,000 by the end of the year. So you save 1 CD 1st January. 2nd January, you save 2 CDs. 3rd January, you save 3 CDs. By the end of January, you should have saved 496 CDs. And even if you do not want to continue the challenge, 496 CDs is enough for you to start a business.
What business can anybody start with 496 CDs?
Phone accessory business.
Where are they going to get that from? Talk me through that.
You have 496. I started with nothing.
Okay.
You have 496 CDs. One of these phone cases goes for 40 to an 80 CD.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. So you can just buy 5 of that. Let's say if it's 50 CDs, 5 of that is going to be 250 CDs. You purchase it from a retailer.
Okay.
You go out.
A retailer or a wholesaler?
A wholesaler, sorry.
Right.
But you can even purchase from a retailer.
Okay. Depending on the price.
Exactly.
Okay.
And even the trust.
Right.
Because the price they can give to a different person is not the same price they give to you if you're a trustworthy person.
Okay.
You sell it to people. You can even put 30 CDs on it. Because now you see iPhone 17 Pro Max is raining. Get iPhone 17 Pro Max cases. People will buy. And now, because of camera protectors, right? We have iPhone camera protectors. So somebody even uses a 7 Plus, but we'll go and buy iPhone 17 Pro Max camera protector and just fix it there. And it looks like an iPhone 17 Pro Max. Get iPhone 17 Pro Max case. No call. So even with 496 CDs, you can start an accessory business. You can look for a business that is thriving, look for loopholes, support and assist them. Yes. So, for instance, there's this fashion school you've seen in your neighborhood, right? That fashion school is not on the map.
Okay.
You can simply go to Google AI. Help me put something on the map. You do everything, but you don't do it right and there. You go to the fashion school, tell the mistress, your school is not on the Google Maps. So anybody who comes here finds it very difficult to get here. So I'm going to help you do this and this and this, but at a fee.
Right.
You earn from that. You don't necessarily have to go to school for this. Immediately you have a smartphone, AI is there to assist you. You get money from there, you save.
So this conversation is for the young ones who are looking for a way to grow the cash. I mean, look, in my method of, you know, growing wealth, this is number one. And number one is cash flow, right? You need money. You need to be able to grow with what you have. You need to do a few other things to make sure that you are getting enough cash before you move to the next stage, which is the business stage. So this is the stage where somebody, you can be in SHS or you can be in university and start doing some of these things. For me, the only thing you need to learn is selling skills, whether you're using social media or, you know, ads, if you may, or be convinced and be able to speak to people and sell these products to them. So I really hope that the young people take this from us. It's going to be a new series where we are going to be having conversations with a lot of young people who are doing something amazing that the average Ghanaian or African can learn from. And they can also apply their principles to start growing some cash flow, right? It will cut down a lot of the begging on the street.
Yes.
And a lot of the, you know, the people just come into your DMs and then they're always begging, right?
Always.
Because maybe sometimes some of the conversations we are having, we're talking big money, you know, we're talking millions of cedis, millions of dollars, and they don't have that money.
Mm.
So they see you as somebody they can come and beg from. But that's why I love this conversation, because it's going to allow somebody to start tomorrow.
Yes, even now.
Right now. You heard it. Right now. Priscilla says start now. All right. Yep, let's go.
So I want to illustrate it with the Maslow's theory of needs, if that's fine.
Awesome.
On the board.
Awesome. So Priscilla is going to go to the board and then teach us something on the board on exactly how you can save your money. So let's watch it. Let me stop you here for a minute. So if it's your first time watching Connected Minds, or you have been here before but still have not subscribed, do us a favor, because majority of the people that watch our videos have not subscribed. This doesn't help us grow beyond what we expect. So help us by hitting the subscribe button. Thank you. Now let's get back to the conversation.
So this is savings, right? I want to break it down to every average Ghanaian to understand this. We have the physiological needs. That's food, water. Water entails the food. So that's food, shelter, and clothing. Food, shelter, clothing. And the reason why a lot of people are poor is because they focus on only this. After all, the only money I have is for food. I have a place to sleep. I have clothes to wear. Why do you want me to continue getting money for what? Won't I die? I'll die. My next of kin will come and enjoy. People have this mindset because, as I told you, a lot of people slide into our DMs, and it will amaze you to know the things people think about and the misconceptions they have about savings. Let's move. We have the safety needs, right? So from the physiological needs, if you move to the safety needs, people just put money somewhere for emergency cases. Emergency cases like I fell ill. I was going somewhere, my iPhone was stolen. It's an emergency. People save money for that purpose. Then we go to love and belongingness. From here, they only save money to cater for other people, for responsibilities, family responsibilities, for the sake of social status, right? So as a man, as a woman, there are a lot of responsibilities on you from the society. Money-wise, they move to you. And you see, before you move from the physiological needs, the safety needs, the love and belonging needs, it might look like a little step from here, but it's not. It's money. And if you have 50 CDs to cater for this, 50 CDs is not going to cater for your safety needs, illness. Tell me a hospital that charges 50 Ghana. Just show me, I'll go there. 50 CDs can take care of this, but I cannot take care of this. From here, you move to love and belonging it. You are married, you have a wife, you have children. What
what is 50 CVs going to do for you, right? So 30 CVs teaches you how to manage the money from here, for it to translate to here, then it moves. You move to the esteem. That is when people want to do a lot of things for themselves, right? So I've bypassed this stage. Now, so this is where people start thinking about investments. Here, people start thinking about investments from the esteem. Because why not? I've catered for this, I now have to take care of myself and my future. That's the self-esteem. Then the final one, self-actualization. That's when they are fulfilled. This is where people invest into big time shares. And the shares work for them. They do not necessarily have to do something else. They are self-actualized. That's why I loved it when Dr. McDan said he's not where he wants to be. But to us, he's self-actualized. But to him, he's not. Do we see the difference? That is where social status also comes here and the perception of people about you. So you have to work hard to change that perception. And the comments people give, especially in our DMs and our comment section about why will I save, my next of kin will come and chop the money. Let me put it in that way. See, in the typical Ghanaian environment, if you die, it is what is said about you after the death that matters. Imagine you only had money to take care of you, and even to take care of your family, extended family. But please, die right now. They would refer you that you didn't leave any property. And you are not leaving property with just word of mouth. It is money. It is money. So that is simply what 30 seats do or does. We teach about all these things, saving. So from here, you move to investments. All right.
Thank you. I hope, you know, people understand these things. I mean, when you were talking, I was trying to figure out, where am I? You know? Right? I was trying to figure out, where am I in that
wow.
thing? You know, that's amazing. I hope people actually pay attention to this and they focus on it.
Yeah.
Right. So you've taken us through saving, how to save money. And you guys are actually running a method where people can save, I think, 66,000 by the end of the year.
Yes.
Now, the next step you spoke about was invest wisely. Talk me through that.
Okay. Savings alone is not enough. That's why you need investment, right? Savings can take care of things at the interim, but investment goes a lot further than it. So we teach people on how to buy shares. And it might interest you to know that people do not know what shares are.
Mm. Okay, so tell us, what is it?
Let me use this water, cup of water, right? And let's say we have an orange here. The water explains. So let me just give the simple definition between shares or differences between shares and treasury bills. People don't know.
Okay.
For treasury bills, they are regulated by the government, right? And no matter what, there's water in this cup. I'll drink. At every point in time, I go for the cup. There's water. I drink. That's treasury bill. If you save 10,000 cedis by the beginning of the year, and let's say the government imposes a percentage for treasury bill, no matter what, by the end of the year, you've gotten an addition to the money.
Okay.
It is fixed. That is treasury bill. But when it comes to shares are not fixed. And shares are simply buying a part of a company. So we created a video on buying shares from MTN. If you buy shares from MTN, it means you are buying a part of MTN.
Okay.
And if MTN is doing well, your shares will do well.
Right.
But for the treasury bill, it is stagnant or it is the same because it is regulated by the government. So if government decides to increase the percentage, so be it. But for shares, you cannot determine when it's going to rise or it's going to fall.
Hmm.
That's the difference between shares and treasury bills.
So, Kwame is watching you now. 19-year-old, you are speaking fantastic, Priscilla. And they want to buy some shares. Where do they start from?
Okay. First of all, you can start by saving.
Okay.
Yes. You save. You take a portion of that savings to investment, right? We've created a lot of content for IC Wealth. I don't know if you heard of IC Wealth, yes. And we are hoping to get a partnership collaboration with them. We hope this video will get to them. You can invest or buy shares using the IC Wealth app. There are processes. You register, you get a CSD account, then you buy the shares. They have a lot of companies that are registered on IC Wealth.
Okay.
Without IC Wealth, you can also use the Blackstar app.
Okay.
Yes, but for now, we create content on the IC Wealth, and we'll definitely move to the Blackstar app. But for the IC Wealth, it's just simple. You just download it from your phone, either App Store, Play Store. You start registering, you get your CSD account, you buy your shares, you move.
Give me the top three shares that young people can invest in today.
Personally, I invest in MTN shares.
Okay.
Goil. We came across the increment in Goil's percentage last week. As of last year, Goil's shares were 1 CD 50 pesos. Now only 3 CDs.
Okay.
Yes. And we also shot content on Ben, so oil palm plantation.
Okay.
Yes. It's doing very well. You can buy shares from there. And just recently, one of the companies appreciated by 1,000%. So if you had saved 10,000 CDs after last year, now you're making 100,000 CDs from buying the shares.
I mean, but what's the point of buying, like using your money today as a 20-year-old to buy shares? Like, what's really the end goal for buying shares?
For your future, that's right. One.
Okay.
For your future. We didn't grow up learning about shares. I don't think, well, my time, my parents didn't sit me down to teach me about, I didn't even know what shares were, right? But now 30 seats is here. We are teaching you about shares. You can start now. The money you would invest into Burton, please buy shares with them, with the money.
Well, somebody's thinking, well, if I buy shares and I have to wait a whole year for a price of, you know, a company to go from 1 CD 20 pesos to 2 CD 50 pesos, then what's the point?
The point is that you don't get huge money in 1 minute. No, nobody gets huge money in 1 minute. I'm here. I want to be the MP for Kaswa. I am not the MP for Kaswa, and I cannot just wake up and be the MP for Kaswa or expect that I buy TomTom for somebody and because of that I'll be an MP. No, it's a process. It's a process. You need to go through the process. Just buy the shares. Forget about it. Just come back after 1 year and we'll amaze you. And it's even teaching you to be disciplined. Because if you're not disciplined, you cannot grow money and you cannot keep money.
Like, you see, in the lives of a lot of young people in Ghana, what's one responsibility that takes a lot of money from young people?
Expenses.
Okay, from?
From food.
Mm.
Daily activities. Let me give you an example. I'm an NSS personnel. I see my bosses always buying 100 CDs jollof.
Mm.
I want to buy 100 CDs jollof. Are you your boss? You are not your boss. Your boss has worked hard to be where he is. And he is fine spending 100 CDs on jollof for lunch. My dear, who are you? How much are you taking for NSS? Expenses. So we teach you to cut down certain expenses. And let me tell you, in the long run, you'll be glad you did.
But like, how do you actually build the discipline? Because saving money is hard. While you were speaking, you know, I was just thinking about when I was 17 years, I used to work, teach this lady, Chance, in London. I used to teach her computer repair services, right?
Okay.
So, you know, I'll go to her house and then, you know, she used to pay me, I think around the time, about £18 an hour. I used to work with her on Wednesdays. I never saved any money. I never saved any money. But she was paying me £18. And on Wednesdays, I used to do about 3 or 4 hours, maybe 3 hours with her. But I never saved any money. It's really hard.
it's hard.
Like the level of discipline required for a teenager to save money, it's we don't speak about it enough. Mm-hmm. Especially when by the time I get my money, you know, there's Air Max 90s I want to buy.
My God, iPhone 17 Pro Max.
Right? So I mean there was a time even when the government used to give us, I only got it for 1 year, the government used to give us £30 a week, right? Just going to school.
Okay.
You know, and I never did anything with that money. Nothing substantial that I can tell you I did, but probably sent it back home for my siblings to help. I didn't save anything. So I really want you to tell us the type of discipline that you guys have used to help save money.
Okay. So we had all these things in mind. That's why we brought the 30 C's challenge to your doorstep. One, you're not walking into any bank. You can simply do it with envelopes, with our normal money box at your home.
Okay.
Save, right? And the most important thing is not how much you're saving, but the discipline and the consistency is never about the money. It's the discipline, right? You see, we have the saying that if you continuously do something for 21 days, it becomes a habit.
I've increased it, man.
Wow.
I make it 90 days.
Oh!
Every 90 days, and you have it. I've increased it. But I guess we are different people, isn't it? Every person is different. Yes. So.
And this is somebody who is struggling to save.
Yeah.
So let us bring it to the 21 now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, it's habit, isn't it? So for me, I figured out that if someone has a really bad habit, you aim for the stars, right? So you aim for 90 days. So if you end up doing 60 days, hey, if you do 30 days, fantastic.
Great.
Right? But the longer you do a habit for,
It stays with you.
Yes.
Great. That's why the 30C challenge is for 365 days. For the whole year. And if you're not able to save today, right? If you get the money tomorrow, just put it in.
You know, you walk out and you have 500 cedis in your pocket. You get a taxi or you get an Uber or, you know, you get Trotro, whatever it is. And while you're sitting in there, especially the Trotro is worse. The woman that is selling chewing gum, you know, comes around. The one that is selling Polo comes around. Like a whole lot of people come around. It's almost as if they are trying to push it down your nose, right? To buy it. And this young man is sitting there and he's thinking, Charlie, this thing, I can buy some. You know? And then you get off. Once you get off, you see all these roadside sellers. Somebody selling plantain, roasted plantain. So it's hard.
It is. There's no lie. It's hard.
It's difficult. And then when you get home, by the time you get home, food is not ready. Maybe mama's not made food.
Some Indomie.
There's an Indomie seller by the door. Right outside. So we are in no way saying, I'm trying to make people understand that because it's hard, not a lot of people do it. And that's the reason why people remain poor.
That is it.
So for me, I always say the way people become wealthy is by being disciplined only 5% more than the average person. Just 5% of your habit. 5%. Just be a little bit more disciplined by just 5% than the average person. And you are winning.
It's quite insightful.
Yeah.
Just something a little above what the average person
exactly.
Is. That's it.
Right? And I think it's the reason why, you know, some people become great at, you know, saving money, building wealth, and growing their finances. Okay, right. So your next one is, what's the last one?
The last one is starting a business.
Okay.
In as much as savings and investment is hard, starting a business is hard.
Yeah.
Yes, it is very hard. But as I stated earlier, you do not necessarily need $100,000 to start a business. Please, wherever you find yourself, there's definitely a service you can provide. Look for that service and clock it.
But I mean, we've heard this thing for so many years. Why are people not doing it?
People are not doing it because of their mindset, right? I do not mind selling phone case alone to get my money or to get what I want to get. Right? Let's say I have a target for the month. I want to get about 400 CDs profits.
Yeah.
Sorry, 4,000 yeah. CDs profits. And I know I can holistically sell this case to get my 4,000 CDs. Please, I'm selling this case forever.
But like, Priscilla, what are some of the Ghanaian mindsets that are keeping young people from starting businesses?
They want to start big. They want to start big, right? I walked into your studio. I did not have a shop, but I have what I sell. I don't need a shop. I carry it wherever I go to. I came here. You just taught me that what the person or someone struggling to save can do is just to be just 5% above the average person, right? It's imprinted in my mind. I go home. I try to work within that 5%. It's a mindset from what you've taught me here. You didn't necessarily have to put me in a classroom to teach me this. Verbally, I picked it.
But like, isn't that also because of the type of person you are? Because there are people who... Look, imagine a classroom.
Mm-hmm.
25 students. You just illustrated savings. Let's say this was a classroom, 25 students. And then you put an exam paper out. And then only one person gets an A star.
Okay.
Doesn't that tell you the type of individuals? Like, it is the makeup of us that makes us suffer?
On one side, yes. Okay. On the other side, no.
Okay.
On the other side, no, because...
Let me stop you here for a minute. So if it's your first time watching Connected Minds, or you have been here before but still have not subscribed, do us a favor. Because majority of the people that watch our videos have not subscribed. This doesn't help us grow beyond what we expect. So help us by hitting the subscribe button. Thank you. Now let's get back to the conversation.
You learn not only from yourself, but from people.
Okay.
So I've seen this person do this. Onan Woken in Japan came here and said he sold 6 of his properties. He didn't just say it. He went through the process, right? I'm home watching this podcast. What can I give up to make it like Honorable Kennedy Japan? It is not in my likeness to think about it. But because of what I heard, I start to think further. Right? But a normal person will see it as he's trying to bluff. So yes, we might be different people with different mindsets. But it is not only you. You do not center it on only yourself.
So what needs to change? What do we need to let go in our lives to embrace these things you are teaching us today?
Our old way of doing things.
And some of them are?
Some of them are how to save money.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You see, in our olden time, I saw my mother keep money in handkerchief. Inside her dress. That's how I saw my mother save her money. Then... we grew to teach her, say, oh, there are microfinances, there are this. Then she started saving from there. She might have also learnt from her mother or from whoever she learnt it from, right? But we grow. We grow.
Yeah.
Your mindset to be able to change things.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You just took me back when you said how your mom saved money. And then you just took me back to the blue sheet on grandma's table. Underneath, she saved her money. And it was never more than 3 CDs. Right? So you lift up the blue sheet. So when I go to her and I say, Grandma, I'm hungry. And then I say, go to the regular place. And then I'll lift it and I'm like, I'm seeing coins and... Yeah, it just took me back. But that's how she saved her money. She didn't have a bank account.
Yes.
In her time, in fact, she's dead now, but she didn't have Momo at the time, was not available. It wasn't that popular.
Yes.
But that's how I saw her saving her money.
By all means, save.
Yeah. My stepfather, the way he saved his money was, I mean, he was a bit more, you know, a little bit more modern. I mean, he had a bank account later, but he used to work as a farmer and as a chemical seller. So he would work and a ceiling. This is where he used to save his money. And then one day somebody went to steal it.
Ceiling,
yeah. So, I mean, he thought, being smart, isn't it? So nobody thinks about that.
Wow.
But in the ceiling, he had a small place there. And unlucky for him, the neighbor, he was sharing the same ceiling with the neighbor, right? So it's just a wall.
Mm.
It's just a wall. And that guy went through there and, you know, took all the money he had. I'm sure it wasn't more than 10,000 cities. But, like, my point is, this is what we saw,
yes,
right? It didn't really matter how they did it. It's the fact that they did something.
That's it.
To keep some money, because they knew that a time will come where they will need to go to their savings.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, great. Now, what businesses? I think you've spoken about some of the businesses, yes, that people can do. Is there any more businesses that yes, you guys have seen on the street,
yes,
that the young people can put money in?
Yes.
Okay, talk me through. What's some business?
The porridge business.
Okay.
It's like cocoa in the Ghanaian language.
Right.
Yes. A lot of money is in that business.
Okay.
Yes.
Any more?
We recently interviewed somebody who sells cocoa, and it will amaze you to know these people are making money.
Okay.
We've interviewed about 3 people. Like, the least of them makes 500 CDs a day.
In net or gross?
Gross.
Okay. Okay. Any more businesses that young people can do?
So I've mentioned the phone case.
Yeah.
I've mentioned
coconut.
The porridge business. I've mentioned coconuts.
Yeah.
Another business is providing service, technology.
Okay.
AI. Now, AI does a lot of things that 30 Seeds teach our audience, right? So I gave an example of the Google Map situation. You can just see that this bean seller is not on Google. It's not on Google. We call it Google Profile or Google Business Profiles.
Yeah.
You just talk to the person. Oh, I'm just going to charge you 50 CDs. I'll do this for you. And people would see your business on the map. It's a business opportunity,
right,
for you.
Right.
You can...
Yeah, go on.
Okay. You can design flyers. Now, you don't even need to go to school. There's Canva to assist you.
Mm.
There's YouTube to assist you.
So, I figured out that maybe the reason why a lot of people don't do it is because, one, they don't have the knowledge, and then two, they're not courageous enough, and they don't believe in themselves enough,
mm,
right? To be able to do some of the things that we have been speaking about. But I hope that more young people understand and, you know, begin to take some steps towards their life. Because for me, throughout my journey of entrepreneurship, I have understood that at every step in my life, money has become more important.
Hmm.
And, you know, health can scare you by surprise.
Mm.
And it's one thing that people spend, I say, look, something people spend their money on the most, education, right? Today it's education. People pay anything for their kids to have good education if they can afford. Food, we spend money on. Yeah. But it's not even at that scale than education, right? And then you have things like, you know, parents, how they spend money on children is huge.
Yes.
But the biggest thing is health.
Mm.
Health is something most people spend a lot of money on. So people should save. You know, they should put some money down, have some emergency savings, have money you are saving for investment, have money you are saving for, you know, for your lifestyle as well. So learning to do some of these things will be very, very important. Very, very important. Now, Priscilla, is there anything that we could have spoken about that you still think you can put on the table for us to talk?
Okay, it's the perception about money.
Okay.
Yes. The perception about money. And what I want the young people to change is their perception about money.
Okay.
And how you're making the money. We want them to know that there are genuine businesses you can venture into to get money.
Yeah.
You do not need the shortcut to get the money. No. We do not want social liabilities in our society anymore. Please, you can do it. That's the mindset. You can do it. If a coconut seller can tell us he's bought shares, like, what are you saying? You can do it. Just do it in a genuine way and in a legal way. That's all we need in the society. We really want Ghana to progress. Ghana is doing well. But you and me are to be accounted for that.
Mm.
Yes. So do business in a legal way, please. Make your money in a legal way. And also the notion people have about people who have money, that's usually, oh, it's through an illegal means. Right? In the local, I mean, Ghanaian local dialect, you say, wafa baby. No. Do it. That's it. Do it legally. So that's what I just want young people to have in their mind. You can do it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, because of some of the conversations we've been having, sometimes when I go on the street and people see me, I'm beginning to feel that the words are getting in.
Yeah.
Lives are beginning to change. People are beginning to think differently. You know, knowledge is potential power. If you feed on the right knowledge, you would have the right information to change your life. So hopefully, the work is being done. Now, what's the best advice you've ever received?
Okay, from Dr. Macaulay. He's not where he wants to be.
Thank you very much. Yeah. So to my viewers and to my listeners, I'm hoping you enjoy this. This is some new series that we are doing. We might be releasing this once every month or twice every month. So watch out for it. A lot of young people are asking that they want to see conversations where they can relate a lot more. So that's the reason why we have listened and we are doing just that. Now, if you made it to the end, I'd love to know and share this conversation with someone who is also going to benefit from it. Take care. My name is Derek Abaite and I'm out.